This is Valerie Van Boeven with the Senior Care Industry Netcast, where leaders with three or more years of experience in the senior care market share their advice. So let's get to it. In a few sentences, tell us who you are and what you do.
Hey, my name is Lisa Zalotti. I run an adult daycare center in Strongsville, Ohio. It's called SARA Center. It stands for Senior Adult Recreation and Health. And it's just what it sounds like, where adults come to us during the week, during daytime hours, 7 to 6, and we care for them here so they can go home at night and the weekends and spend time with their families.
Nice. I have heard of SARA Care throughout my life as a nurse and care manager and all the things that I've done in the past, but I didn't know what it stood for.
So okay.
Now we know. Nice. Yeah. That's great. And tell me, I mean, I'm going to just ask a couple more questions about SARA Care.
Sure.
So I guess what I always wonder, and I think I know the answer, but everybody else out there might not know, how challenging can a person be, or how well do they need to be? So I know there's some people that are way more into maybe dementia or mobility issues than others. How sick or into their disease can they be before you can't take them? Or
right. Okay, so that's an involved question. We do have nurses here on staff. Mm-hmm. Three nurses, and there's a nurse here at all times. We have STNAs and experienced aides. And we do have clients that have a range. You know, we have dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, traumatic brain injuries. We have developmentally disabled. So to answer your question, we try to assist. I think from what I recall, and this is my dad opened this business back in 2001, and I've been here in charge since 2015. But I only recall one time that we had to kind of turn somebody away because of the extent of their health issues. We try not to. We have the aides help them to the restroom. They help them eat. We can change them if necessary. You know, we've had tube feeds and different kind of medical issues that we handle. So, and once it gets to a certain point where the caregivers kind of are having a hard time, that's when this kind of a transition here. That's when a lot of times the families have to make a choice of maybe putting their loved one into assisted living or a nursing home with, you know, extended care. So it never for us quite gets to that. You know, by the time it gets to the point where we would say, oh, that might be too much for us, it's already becoming too much for the families.
Yeah. So they've already made a decision long before it comes to that for you guys.
And correct.
That's nice to know. And it's nice to know that, I mean, truly, you can do a lot.
Yes,
and so
we do.
Do people come to you and sometimes in their own vehicle, or do you guys have a way to pick them up?
Most people are dropped off by their families or caregivers. We service a lot of veterans here too. So some of them get transportation or RTA transit. It's just, there's such a range. We try to be flexible for our families, and we do not have a transportation service ourselves. We did years ago, but it became just an entirely too large of an entity. It was like a whole other business that just were not equipped to handle at that point with all of the people that we had coming. So we kind of turned that over to the caregivers and, you know, different agencies that we deal with.
And I would imagine that if someone does have a wheelchair-bound person, they already have a wheelchair lift van or something in their life that they can take.
Right. Or there are vans, like we have a couple of county vans that some people come on. Or like I said, the RTA Transit, they have wheelchair access too. Sorry.
Oh, you're okay. No problem. No problem. It's a business day.
Yeah,
business
sorry.
Hours, so, no, that's okay. The business is good. All right. So what is the best thing about serving aging adults?
Okay. So that was a question that is so, this is something, I have an education degree, so this is something I never in a million years thought I would get into, but my dad opened it, like I said, due to my grandmother, not being able to stay home by herself. But they are just, you can't be in a bad mood here. You know, some mornings, you know, due to personal things, you know, might be cranky or in a bad mood. You come here, they're just so full of joy. And it makes you feel so good to be involved in these people's lives. They have wonderful stories they're just amazing to hear. They're so interesting. And I always joke around and say, you know, I come here and I'll sing and dance, and I am not a singer or a dancer. You know, joke around, and they think, you know, they think you're hilarious and fun and whatever. And I'm always like, I go home and I look for the same kind of laughter and attention, and I don't get it. But
yeah.
No, so it's just so fun to be around everybody. I mean, and then to know that you're helping the families and the people that come here feel good, because they kind of get a sense of themselves back, you know, away from their caregivers. Sometimes they're just sitting at home, you know, somebody who works full time, for example, can't, you know, entertain mom 24 hours a day as well. So they really enjoy it. And we all, the staff is great here too. I'm a little biased, but I'm so grateful for them. They're wonderful. We're like family, you
that's
know.
That's awesome. That's so great. Good. And I would agree with you. I mean, I'm sure that the amount of respite that you give families, whether they work full time or not, is amazing. Having a break during the day, every day during the week, or 3 days a week, or 2 days a week, to be able to get your errands run, to be able to get the house cleaned and the laundry
right,
run.
Without having to worry. Sure.
Yes. I mean, those are amazing things. And then if you do have to work part time, full time, whatever, or even work from home, being able to have, you know, not have to worry about getting up and doing something. It's just, you know, it's awesome. I mean,
right. And a lot of people don't know about us because they don't look for us until nobody knows they will need us eventually. So, you know, it's hard to know. So adult day, we're kind of like a lost, we're trying to break out. And, you know, even in some of the things I read and see, you read something in the paper, it's all assisted living, home health care, nursing homes. They don't really mention adult daycare centers.
Right.
You know, unfortunately.
Right. Yeah, unfortunately. And the cost savings is amazing.
Oh, yes.
Because I would imagine, I know that you all are way more cost effective than
exactly
any of the other services that exist.
Yes. And the VA pays for the veterans. They used to pay 5 days a week. Now they're down to two. In the last few years, they've cut down their, you know, what they cover, but it's still great. You know, the veterans that come, they get at least 2 days paid, and then they pay the rest out of the pocket. And it's much more reasonable than any of the other options. And I'm not saying those options aren't needed sometime, you know, down the line, but it's for caregivers who want to keep their people at home longer. This is a godsend to them.
I mean, truly, you could have adult day services during the day, and you could have home care only at night.
Oh, yeah, right.
You did that 24 hours.
A lot of people do that, right.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's always all kinds of ways to mix it up. And I don't know in your case, because some folks are private pay only, and every state is different. Do you accept Medicaid, or are you private pay?
We have a lot of private pay and a lot of VA people. Yeah. We also do have Passport, which has to do with, you know, income. They apply and then are sent to us. And we apply for grants through the Western Reserve Area Agency on Aging. So we'll get, like, it's called Older Americans Act, and we apply for a grant that we're allowed to kind of disperse among our families who need extra assistance. So that's nice too.
Nice. Okay. So you do have a little bit of financial help if a
family
needs it.
And more and more insurance companies are assisting too, as time goes on. Yeah. Which is nice to see. That's needed.
Medicare needs to get it together.
Yeah.
I know that Medicare was not designed for long-term care, but even temporary assistance is, I mean, at least in the home care world, we know that they're starting to get the idea of temporary assistance, especially like post-surgery or post if real big.
Right.
So hopefully that'll catch on a lot more.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about your lifetime and your folks that have meant a lot to you. I know you said your dad started this business. I'm sure there have been people who have been mentors to you, organizations that have, you think, do a really good job in your area. So who would you like to talk about?
Yes. Well, I would like to talk about my dad. because in saying back, like I said, in 2001, my grandmother had been a widow for a long time. She fell, broke her hip, and needed more and more care. And my dad, he has three siblings, and they all worked full-time still. And they just didn't feel like it was time or, you know, she was ready to be, you know, sent to a nursing home. So he researched and looked around. This actually is a franchise. We were the first franchise to start, from a woman named Merle Griff, who began Sarahcare. And, so he did this basically for his mother so that she would have a place to go. And she was able, you know, cause it's a difficult thing starting a business. You know, even me taking over, I have an education degree. I'm like, you know, here I am, but I love it. I love it cause I love the people. But, I just admire the fact that this is why he did it, just for the sake of his mother. You know, and then once we started getting people in here, you know, he fell in love with the people and eventually I was involved and my kids are still involved. My nieces and nephews come here to visit. My daughter goes and visits a couple of the people when she was home from college. She would go to their homes. That's how close the people get here. We're a small, you know, family oriented place. And, I just take pride in stepping in and hopefully I'm doing it justice the way that he felt like the business should be run. I mean, he's still involved, but, you know, like I said, I stepped in since 2015 when he had some health issues. He's good now, but kind of retired. And it's just very admirable to me of the work that he has put into it. Yeah, oh,
absolutely. And that is, it's wonderful to be able to, you know, for him to be able to pass something on of value for his entire family. I mean,
right.
Definitely right. You, but sounds like he has passed on a legacy that the whole family will remember or know, or maybe be a part
yeah.
of.
Yeah. And that's an important lesson to, you know, I feel like for my kids and my nieces and nephews that these people, you know, some people, when they see an elderly person or whatever, they're kind of like the forgotten, but yeah, you know, they're old people, yeah. whatever. They have so much value and it's so nice to feel like you're making someone laugh and caring for somebody and just making their days better, regardless of what their health issues or, you know, how far their dementia is. If they can laugh and we can help them out that way to feel good, then that our job is done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. So I mean, I think that's amazing, and kudos to you and your father and your whole family for being involved. Yes, it is an important lesson to learn for our kids, for our adult children, or I should say, for you and I, it's our kids who are growing up,
right?
For them right. to understand the value of our seniors and our
right
and for the folks sure. around us. So absolutely. All right.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about online marketing. Now, you mentioned a little bit about, you know, adult day health or adult day care seems to be left out sometimes. So what, yeah. and I know you guys have a website. So what has been your experience, especially in the last year? I know things have been really tough. And I would yes. imagine for you guys, this was really tough.
It was.
So, I don't know what you ended up doing or having to do. And of course, every mm-hmm. state kind of handled things a little differently. But what has been your experience about with online marketing or marketing in general?
Well, it is very difficult because like I said, you know, something like, oh, hey, let's get pizza tonight. You know where to find pizza. You know what pizza is. You easy. Mm-hmm. sometimes people struggling with caregiving, they don't quite know what they're looking for. They've only heard of assisted living, nursing homes, home health care. They don't really know about us. So I try to get on there. I found that in this area, word of mouth has been our best help. I try to go online. Our Facebook is good. We have a page, Sarah Care, one word, of Strongsville. And that's kind of our personal Facebook page that shows what we do here at our site. I know there's a main Sarah Care website as well, but I always tell people to look at our other one. It's pretty bleak for the last year because we were closed most of last year, which was difficult. Everybody was so excited to come back. But I try to join groups on Facebook a lot, or, you know, Twitter I'm not so great at, but the classic Instagram, those things I try to post. Because, and it does help, you know, like I said, with word of mouth. But in general, the online marketing it's tough. It is tough.
It is really tough. You're right that Facebook is the correct demographic. It gets older by the day, which for us in this business is a lucky thing.
Right.
It is not easy to understand, but I would say that, you know, you pick your platform and stick with it. I do believe that LinkedIn is valuable from a professional to professional networking standpoint, but it hasn't been as valuable as it used to be. I mean, there's so much you can do, and you really do have to kind of pick your poison, right?
Right.
So Facebook does tend to be the best, but word of mouth in this business will always be number one. Professional and personal referrals will always be the best referrals. It is tough to, it's an educational process for you, just like for most senior services. Every single time you pick up the phone, it's an educational process. And since you have a background in education, I'm sure that you use that all the time.
I try. It's also fun to use with our crew at activities and things like that. It comes in handy, you know.
Absolutely. Okay, so what piece of advice would you give to other senior care providers?
I would say, number one, be in the business for the right reasons. The focus is our clients, taking care of our clients. All the other, you know, business with the agencies and the rules, and obviously you have to follow them and be in compliance and all that kind of stuff. But sometimes that gets hard and sticky and complicated and stressful. But if you love the people, then it makes it a lot easier. You know, don't get in it for the money.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
The market, you're not going to go very far.
Right. So you're true. That's true. Yeah, your heart has to be in it, because there are, just like with any business, there are staffing issues, there are bills to pay, there are regulations to comply with. Everybody gets inspected. Everybody, you know, has to meet certain criteria. So you've got all those boring, stressful
business
to take care of. But it's the coming in the door and the joy of those faces that is
really key. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So when you have a win in life or in business, how do you like to celebrate?
Okay, like personally?
Either way, especially as a team.
Okay, well, for one thing, when we get comments or calls or cards from families thanking us and praising our staff, I definitely share that with staff. I like to, you know, give surprise little gift cards here and there for them when I, you know, they're so great. They deserve much more than I can give them. Personally, I love anything with my family. I have 3 kids, a husband, mom and dad, sister. We're all very close. We all live right here in Strongsville. So anything, game night, that's always fun. You know.
And I bet a good meal and being able to visit now long after, you know.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Supposed to be visiting and all that. So just to be clear, it is May of 2021, you are open, you're going strong, and people are welcome yes. to the door, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Okay. Ready to, we're here. We're ready for new people. You
Yay.
Know,
awesome.
Having fun every day. It's great. We have a great awesome. Time.
So I want to thank you for doing the show, for being with us. We'll put all of your contact information with our interview so that people yeah. can get a hold of you. You can, you know, share this with others. And I appreciate your wisdom and your family's commitment to your community, because that's really what it is.
Yeah, thank you.
So thank you.
Thank you.
For the show.
Thank you for having me.